From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin says he'll personally oversee the investigation into yesterday's plane crash in western Russia that killed Polish President Lech Kaczynski and dozens of other officials. From Smolensk, the BBC's Rupert Winfield Hayes reports.
The remains of President Kaczynski and the 96 others on board his aircraft, including his wife, have now been removed from the site of the crash outside Smolensk and flown to Moscow in two giant helicopters, along with the black box flight recorders. President Kaczynski's twin brother Yaroslav visited the site overnight with Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Mr. Putin said everything would be done to establish the reasons for the tragedy as quickly as possible. On Sunday morning, teams from Russia's Emergencies Ministry could be seen starting to sift through the wreckage at the site.
The BBC's Rupert Winfield Hayes. United Nations Secretary Ban Ki-moon is dispatching his deputy to Haiti today to help evaluate current living conditions in the earthquake-ravaged country. Linda Vasulo reports from New York.
Deputy Secretary General Asha Rose Majiro is to spend the next 2 days in Haiti. Her mission is to survey the state of conditions in camps for people displaced by the January earthquake. To do so, she will spend Sunday night in one of the camps and meet with residents and police there in an effort to assess what can be done to better protect residents from crime, including sexual violence against women and children. Majiro will also explore other problems requiring further action. The Deputy Secretary General is scheduled to meet with top government officials, including Haitian President René Préval. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
Gunfire erupted in a crowded shopping mall in eastern Oklahoma yesterday. Officials say one person was killed and five others were wounded. Kurt Gwartney of member station KGOU has more.
Police say the gunfire started Saturday afternoon at the Arrowhead Mall in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Police spokesman Pedro Zardineda says it's unclear whether the person killed was among several people involved in the shooting or a bystander. Witnesses described the incident as a gunfight. Police say the shooting was caught on surveillance video and they're reviewing the images. The mall was locked down while police investigated the shooting, and a local hospital where some of the victims were taken was also locked down over concerns with possible gang violence. Police told a local newspaper the mall gunfight may be gang-related. The area was crowded with visitors for the city's annual Azalea Festival, which draws thousands of people into the town each spring. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Gwartney in Choctaw, Oklahoma.
New Orleans police report a shooting last night on the outskirts of the French Quarter. Seven people were injured, including a 17-year-old boy who police believe was the target. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Political unrest continues in Thailand. Anti-government protesters vow to continue their street demonstrations. Yesterday, at least 18 people were killed during clashes with soldiers. Hundreds were injured. The protests are part of a month-long campaign against the government by mostly poor and rural supporters of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawa, who was ousted in a military coup in 2006. England's Lee Westwood leads the Masters golf tournament after three rounds. But that wasn't the main story yesterday. American Phil Mickelson electrified the crowds with shot-making that pulled him within one shot of the lead. From Augusta, Georgia, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
A warm, sunny day at Augusta National with little or no wind was a treat for the spectators and an opportunity for the players. With balls traveling farther in the warm air and the greens, in golf speak, receptive, players took more chances. Phil Mickelson took his big one on the par 5 13th hole. After his drive, Mickelson was 195 yards from the pin. He decided to shoot right at the pin rather than play it safe.
One of the best shots of the tournament to about 8 feet and ended up making that for eagle, and it spurred the rest of the round.
On the very next hole, Mickelson knocked his ball from the fairway into the cup for another two-under-par eagle. He became just the third golfer in Masters history to score back-to-back eagles. He finished the day in second place, one behind Lee Westwood. Tiger Woods is tied for third, four shots behind the leader. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Augusta.
The star of Designing Women, Dixie Carter, died yesterday. She was 70 years old. No cause was given. The actress was perhaps best known for that CBS sitcom, which ran from 1986 to 1993. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington. Support.